It's a hit TV series on NBC called The Voice, and I am very, very pleased to have Kelsey Ray joining us this afternoon on Y100.1. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kelsey, you are part of Team CeeLo Green, and first, just tell us how it feels to be a part of what has now become a hit TV series for NBC.
Oh, yes. I am on Team CeeLo, and it's kind of like a dream, I have to say. It's kind of crazy. I haven't woken up from this crazy dream yet. but, you know, it's incredible. I never saw myself, you know, here, definitely not this soon. And it all happened so fast. So I'm kind of just trying to stay grounded and you know, hang in there.
Kelsey, you know, there's a lot of comparisons that have been drawn to American Idol with this show. But what do you think makes this show, The Voice, work in particular?
The Voice is completely different than, you know, any singing reality show. And I think that it's because the concept and the originality of the show and the fact that, you know, all the contestants were chosen solely on voice and nothing else. And I think that that's very important. And I think that, you know, America loves to see that because we never met these coaches. We never talked to these coaches, nothing before we sang for them. And, you know, getting to know them and once they've already chosen us and getting to know them, I mean, it's really a blessing. And I think that, you know, when people saw the rehearsal time and everything for the battle rounds, I mean, it intrigued people that they were close with us as like family rather than, you know, trying to tell us what to do. They were trying to help us. And I think that that really is just something different. And I think it brings a new twist to reality shows.
Let's back up just a moment and kind of have you give us some more details on your background, where you came from, maybe about your family.
Okay, well, my mom is a singer and an actress, actually. She did a lot of off-Broadway, but she toured Europe when she was my age. And she's an absolutely incredible musician. You know, my brother as well. He's a little older than me, but he's in a band, and he runs his own band. And his voice is absolutely unique and amazing. And I've been singing since I was 11 years old. Well, not singing. I actually sang when I was a little girl. But my first recording contract was when I was 11 years old. I traveled and toured with Radio Disney with a young girl group called Fun Club. And that was definitely where I gained a lot of my experience. And I'm so thankful that I had that opportunity because I don't know if I would be where I am today without that.
Definitely. Does all that performing, you think, give you kind of a leg up on your competition?
No, actually. You know, it's so funny because, of course, I do love the stage. And, you know, as soon as I get on stage, I always turn it on because this is what I love. And, you know, it's my passion. And I have to show that I love my passion and I feel what I'm singing. But, you know, I think that everybody on the show does. I mean, the artists that I got to work with on the show, I can't believe that I was put in the same category as them because everyone is so amazing. And even the ones that went home are still just so incredible. It's not even, you can't compare it to any other show because of the talent.
You began your career early at an age of 11, like you said, but then you became a YouTube international sensation. Just kind of tell us about the power of social media and how it's helped kind of spread your name throughout the world.
Oh, wow. That also happened very fast, a lot like this show. You know, this was last year, and my managers and I were talking, and they had this new project that they were working on for South Florida, like, you know, Miami clubs and everything. And so they asked me if I could do a video for one of their songs, kind of like as a promo thing, and we just wanted to see how many hits it got. And we put it on thinking that, you know, maybe a couple thousand hits within a couple weeks. And within 4 days, it hit 1 million views.
Wow.
And that was just absolutely crazy. And I mean, I can't even tell you how I felt when I went on YouTube and my face was on the front page of YouTube. And I gained a lot of European fans, which I would love one day, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, I will be able to tour Europe because those fans over there, too, were just so incredible. And, you know, my Facebook, it's got 5,000 friends now, and it won't let me add anymore.